I am the Lord thy God, thou shalt not have strange gods before me, thou shalt not kill. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, as I told you yesterday, Joseph had 10 elder brothers who hated him very much because he was their father's favorite. When the brothers saw Joseph coming where they were shepherding, they decided to kill him. But Reuben persuaded them to save their hands become tarnished with blood and instead to throw him into cistern. Imagine to yourself how Joseph must have cried and prayed for mercy. Ah, spare me, my brothers. Am I to die of hunger and thirst in that cistern? Think of our old father, how he will mourn if I do not return to him. Think of the justice of God and how he will punish you. What have I done to harm you? But his brothers had no compassion and cast him without mercy into the cistern. And then they sat down to eat just as if nothing had happened. When some merchants passed by, they drew Joseph out of the cistern and sold him for 20 pieces of silver. They did this out of covetousness. As a slave, his owner could do as he pleased with him, and he was no more thought of than an animal or any other piece of merchandise which could have for money. Joseph again cried and asked them to have pity upon him, but in vain. The merchants took him away with them into Egypt. The fate of Joseph was a very hard one when he was torn away from his home and father and taken to the market to be sold as a slave. But Joseph did not despair. No doubt the wrong he had suffered made his heart ache very much. But he trusted in God, his heavenly Father, prayed diligently, and submitted himself to God's will. In other words, Joseph was a true worshipper of God. And the end proved that his trust in God was justified. In 20 years, he became the most powerful man in Egypt, the governor and ruler of all the land. When there was famine in the land of Canaan, Joseph's brothers were sent by their father to Egypt to buy some food. They did not recognize him, and Joseph wished to know if they truly were sorry of their sins. So he spoke to them as if they were strangers to him and said, "You are spies." He cast them into prison for 3 days, like they had cast him into cistern. Then the brothers said to each other, "Worthily do we suffer these things, because we have sinned against our brother. Seeing the distress of his soul, whilst he besought us, and we heard not. Therefore is this tribulation come upon us." Joseph treated his brothers this severely because he wished to bring them to self-examination, repentance, and amendment of life. Just like parents must sometimes punish their children so as to keep them from evil, Joseph wanted to search his brother's heart if they truly had changed. Finally, after the 3 days of imprisonment was over, Joseph could no longer restrain himself, and with tears and sobs he said, "I am Joseph. Is my father yet living?" His brothers could not answer him, being struck with terrible fear. Their guilty consciences made them fear that Joseph would now revenge himself on them. But with a voice full of mildness, he asked them to return home and fetch his father so that they might see each other before his death. And then Joseph embraced all his brothers and cried over them, after which they were encouraged to speak to him. He who had once cried in sorrow and anguish now cried for joy. Think, children, when Joseph said to his brothers, I am Joseph, they were so full of fear that they could not speak. So how much greater will be the fear of sinners at the last judgment, when Jesus appears as Christ the King and says, I am Jesus, whom you have persecuted and injured and crucified by your sins. When you think how evil sin is, think how cruelly Joseph's brothers behaved to their innocent brother. Being now the powerful governor of Egypt, he could easily had them thrown into prison or killed, or he could have kept them as his slaves. Instead of this, he freely forgave them and did not even reproach them. We can see this, how in many ways Joseph is the prefiguration of Jesus. But it is only the unrepentant sinners whom Jesus sends away from his sight into eternal punishment. Therefore, children, you need to take the most special care that you stay as Catholics who say, like the repentant brothers of Joseph, worthily do we suffer these things because we have sinned against our brother. As Joseph forgave his brothers, so did our Lord forgive his children when he was hanging on the cross, and he forgave his enemies and prayed for them. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. No matter how dark or sinful the world around us goes, a follower of Jesus who repents his sins has no fear of judgment. In the end, both Jacob and Joseph died, but because they had led holy, God-fearing lives, they therefore both died happy, peaceful deaths, firm in the hope of the future Savior. Remember, children, that someday you will stand by the deathbed of your father or mother. You will then grieve greatly if you have caused them sorrow or suffering in their lifetime. So you must fear God from the days of your childhood and pray for the grace of final perseverance. In this way, not only will you be a joy to your parents, but you will also be repentant of your sins and die a good death one day. As Jacob, who had sinned so heavily against his father, ended his life in joy, if you stay faithful to Christ and his church, you will also end your days saying, it is God in whose sight my fathers Abraham and Isaac have walked, who has fed me from my youth until this present day, and the angel has delivered me from all evils. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.